want to discuss a few issues to get to, and something just occurred to me, you know, this evening, or this afternoon, this evening, whatever. Not just, I don't think I can get to it, but I think it's a very interesting issue. So that's not the end. Okay, now, I was asked just to go over this a little bit clearer, because I wanted to. The question is, in the Gemara in Eruvin, the Girsa, that it's not clear what the Girsa is, and if you just take a census of the Kisvayad, it's two and two, okay? Two say in Eruvin Yadayim, and two say in Tilas Yadayim, okay? But even, you know, if you say the Tilas Yadayim, then you clearly put the Tilas Yadayim in Tachanun Shlomo. If you say Yodayim, it's still an open field, okay? For example, I pointed out that Rashi clearly says, even though he has the Gears of Yodayim, he says that the Siog, and he says the Tilas Yodayim, very clearly Rashi, okay? On the other hand, Rabbi Nachman seems to only refer to a Gzera, and what I was trying to make a case is that if the Rambam here in the Shoshim is quoting the Gemara in Eruvin, the middle of the discussion of Tilas Yadayim, it's pretty clear that it refers to Tilas Yadayim, because if not, the whole thing don't make no sense, okay? Even though Mishneh Torah, you would have assumed that in Obos Atumas and everything, this and Shlomo, and when he talks about that Tachanun Shlomo, and he only quotes Tachanun Shlomo and Obos Atumas, you would assume that Tachanun Shlomo and Mishneh Torah is only Tumas Yadayim, okay? But that's simple, okay? Also, you probably would have assumed, and maybe we'll have a whole about this as we go on, you would have assumed that the Minyan HaKotzer, where he talks about Mitzaderch Takona Ro Gzera, and he quotes Eruvin and Yodayim and Mikum Megillah and Tainis and Tisha B'Av, you'd assume that the Takona, the Mitzaderch Takona Gzera is Netila, not, I don't understand, otherwise what we're talking about. So you'd assume that in the discussion after Minyan HaKotzer, that's like the discussion in Sefer HaMitzvah. I think it's a valid assumption. What? He doesn't say the Tisa Yadayim there. Okay? I was very careful. I did my homework. Okay? Every single place is my homework. He mentioned, he said, in the Shoshim, he also says Yadayim. But it's clear he's referring to Tisa Yadayim because of the quote, the way he quotes the discussion. But in I can quote the Lashon if you want. And the Eishes Zacheish is Chachu, Acha Matan Teira, the Kovanos and the Vim Vachom and Poshim Bchol Yisrael, the Mikol Megil and Neir Chanukah, the Sanis, the Sanis Tishibov, the Yodayim, the Eruvim. That's pretty clear. Okay? But then he says, Ain't to take sefer shalom almost a kodesh book with sivol asas eruv. So talking about doing something, but doesn't talk about your diamond spread sivol. But doesn't mention everything. So there's no reason to go over everything. And I would assume Tisha B'Av is a kilu, is a mitzvah kilu. It's not just an isachila. Okay, say that. So all this is okay. Okay. So then, once you accept that, then you can say that Takona was a mitzvah, and there was also a gzeiras tumo, there was a gzeiras, you know, whatever happens to be. And they go hand in hand. And then it's not a far cry, okay? It's not a far cry to say that you can bring a raya that the fact that Chum say, you're dying me to be safe from him, and it's talking about the tumor, but the tumor goes hand in hand with the mitzvah. So, well, even the quotes at the end, it's not so bad, okay? Okay, I'm going to, if I don't get it to later, because I may not get that far, I'm going to do this, but I just want to mention a question which occurred to me, and I think I have the answer. But, you know, it's very premature for this question, okay? The question is just to get yourself thinking. It's a very interesting issue. An oinein, Rachman Hassan, is neutral yadayim, okay, but it doesn't make brachas. So what's the difference? Tis daim is also mitzvah. And making brachas is chayiv dos. And brachas in isa. So, you know, what's the issue, okay? So the posh pshat in all this is, okay, and if you want, I can explain the whole thing from beginning to the end, but the posh pshat in this is that in brachas, there's no separate Isa, even though you get the impression of Malach Hatchila, but in the way the Torah's Kohanim phrases it, it's certainly okay. The Isa to eat without a bracha is the bittul ha-mitzvah. So if l'maisa you put from the mitzvah, there's no Isa b'chol. Okay? Netilas Yadayim is not so. Because that's what Craig points out from Alpandi there and us. Netilas Yadayim is a mitzvah, and there's also an Isa. But the Isa is not the bittul of the mitzvah. Okay? Or the bittul chiyuv, because there's no chiyuv, nothing to talk about, right? So we'll have to evaluate, because I want to come back and revisit this when we talk about Erevin, or the Isa of Erevin, what would be the least you can imagine in Erev, on Shabbos, whatever, to make an Erev, and then it's an Oinim Rachman Hassan, and there is an Oinim, you know, okay, good. We'll visit this later, okay? But that's just to give you an idea of what's going on here, because really, in a Gzeira over here, there are two things going on. You shouldn't lose, okay? Now, okay. Now, the next issue that I was asked to be mashing this talk more about Richos is a very big problem, because the Mishneh Chagiga clearly says. That matbil on the kodesh. So in Mishneh Chagiga and Yud Ches, there's no matbil zidayim for kodesh b'chal. Okay, that's pashtus. So you could say no. That's only yodayim shenitmu, but some yodayim are different, and some yodayim there's matbil zidayim. That's certainly an option. And the Miri clearly. The Miri clearly accepts this option, in Chagiga there, and so does the Piskei Teisus of Chagiga and Rishchav Beis. Matbil Mekodesh Inogu Yodayim L'Seifa Oibedova Poislon. I will stam yadayim sagi min atila. Okay. So you say, Takodesh Leimoy was for stam yadayim, and the Mishnah is talking about Tumah, and Shalom Yisrael, you're also okay. It is also clear, however, that the Rama Mishnah Torah clearly equates when he talks about Takodesh Leimoy. Shoyim HaMelech u'beis dino gozo akol yodayim shiyu shniyois v'af api shuliyot lebevadeh shenitmu v'nei shoyodayim askonyois. It's much of the tomb is the same. So you would assume the tikkun is also the same. So you can also say that the Ram here in Sefer Mitzvahs not only disagrees with the Ram per se in terms of the Ram Mishneh Torah, that there's a mitzvah, but also that maybe you shouldn't equate them. You know, everything is possible. The Mishneh Torah clearly equates them. But, you know, even if you accept that, okay, I'm just telling, I'm not saying you should, okay. But you're still not out of the woods, okay? Because Rashi Chagiga clearly says it's a chiyuv tefillah even for stam yadayim. And Rashi, I'll just read you Rashi, Rashi does the Baal Mem and Eruvin, that Shlomo was Masake and Matilas Yadayim. So the question is, what is it? What are we talking about? So that makes it very sticky, okay? You know, you're more excited to have a kasha that's very sticky. You know, okay, so maybe we're on the schiz again and again. You know, anything's possible. It's not a kasha. It's not, you know, it's not the rule of thumb that you would have imagined, but it's not a kasha. But it's a kasha, correct? Rashi and Chagiga. Yud Ches on the base, L'Kodesh Matpilin, Avalech Oshlomim, Oichatos, V'oshim L'Kohanim, Yish Maila, Shetzoch, L'Hatpil, Yodayim, B'Aboim, So. If he stopped here, everything would be okay. V'Afo Pi, She'enu El'Stam Yodayim. Sh'loi Nogu B'Tuma D'Raisa, Ha'metame Es Kol Aguf. Okay, the end of this Rashi is mamish. Very difficult. And don't want to ask you about it. We're not learning anything. Is that my issue? Okay. You know, I have a footnote about this. I talk about it. It's difficult. Okay, I got to say. But my thing is, whatever you want, as Rashi says, as the Mishneh Chagiga, Matvil L'Kodesh Yifu Stam Yodayim. And Rashi Nevin says what he says. So, this is also not so bad. It sounds like, you know, so what do you do? There's no way out. It's not so bad. Because the Mishnah L'Chayra is a representation of Aruch L'Maisa. It could be with Shlomo HaMelech was Mesakin, Tumas Yadayim, he's also Mesakin to Yadayim with it. But as the time went on, the Chomer Maila, the Fakodesh required tefillah. That's certainly possible. In fact, I don't know exactly, but there is, you know, you can look at it. I'm not, you know, you look at this, there's a Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos, in Dalam Aveis, Lefian is Daiki, Mishum Holo Ilya, Dova Kodesh Matbilen, Lav Mitakan Leshloimihi, Eli Achakach Niskana, Tumi Deshama Alas. Tony Hossen Bechagiga. Adrad Newly, Lhovi Rai, the Paraglis and Parson, got to the Tuzidayim, took me to the Tuzidayim the Chulun. The Ili Hossam, the Elmine, the Meister of Akiva, the Chulun. Okay. That is the way he approaches it. Okay. So, if you're ready to accept that, so then, you know, it's an open field. Okay. And it's not even Raya from the Rambam Mishneh Torah that there might not have been. We don't know what would have been, you know, whether you accept Stam Yadayim, not Yadayim, whether everything's the same or not. But, you know, we don't know. See, after all this is said and done, we don't know what the Kana Shlomo was. It could have been Yatilas Yadayim for Stam. You see, now it's an open field. Once you say that the Mishneh Chagiga is represented a later Ma'alah, so you're okay. But the important thing to say over here, and this is the crucial point, you have to say that the Rambonon, when they introduced Yud Ches Dovah, when the Tulis Yadayim, that was an extension of Takana Shlomo. Okay? And then you have to take another step. When the Chachamim were Metaken, when they Mesaken, the Tulis Yadayim, Mechulun, Mayim Mishoinim, that was an extension of the extension. The Hainu, it all goes back to Takana Shlomo, or that's what the Gemara Chulin calls Srach Truma. So when the Gemara meant Srach Truma, the Gemara went back to Yud Ches Dovah, and going back to Yud Ches Dovah, you go back to Shlomo. Because there's no relationship which is Takana Letilas Yadayim, the Chulin, and Takon the Shlomo HaMelech, the Ram also here makes absolutely no sense. Okay, those are the steps you have to take. I'm just trying logically, you know, if you don't do that, you missed it, okay? So then it comes out an amazing thing, an absolute amazing thing. Then it comes out that l'chira, there's a whole issue between Rav Mishnah Torah and Sefer Mitzvahs, how you learn the Gemara Melachim. Because the Gemara Melachim has 2 days. One day it says, Nitzir Zedayim L'chum and Srach Tumah. And the other one says, Mitzvah. Okay? So we always brought up to learn that the Rav Mishnah Torah learns it's a Machlekes. And he passes that it's Mitzvah. And the Nitzir Zedayim L'chum has nothing to do with Tumah. So therefore he quotes in Hilchos Brachos. And that was always a tumus, correct? However, it's going to come out over here that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah is going to have to learn differently. Okay? And he's going to have to say that the Tila Sedayim, the 2 days are not being chilek, but they complement each other. And we have both of them. It's Taka Srach Tumor, but it's Taka Mitzvah. And it's a complete extension of Takana Shalom. And then you're okay, and then it's easy street. Don't understand. The Rambam quote my Mishnah, Takana Shleimer, and all the issue of Tumah not, all in one breath. Because you have to, anyway, Minei Ubei, independent of Gemara Chulin, you have to introduce the issue of Tumah in my Mishnah, otherwise you don't have a point. Because the Rambam at the end over here says, you're dying, he quotes the Mishnah, you're dying, the Rabbanon, and he starts off in my Mishnah. So what's the relationship between Mayim Rishonim? What's the relationship of Mayim Rishonim and Mishnah Yadayim? So you must say that you're learning the Gemara Chulin that there's no Sativa. And in Mishnah Teira, take with Piskalov Shtick over there, my Rebbe used to say over that they're 2 separate things. Okay. Then also, you see, the Rambam Hilchos Brachos, I pointed out to you, he puts together Netilas Yadayim for Kriya Shema and Tefillah together with Netilas Yadayim for Seuda. Okay? All together. Okay? In Sefer Mitzvahs, you can't imagine doing that. You can only imagine Mishnah Torah if you somehow extract Netilas Yadayim in Chulin from Tumah. Okay, so you can imagine it's one thing, it's Taka Mitzvah, it's Kiddush, or whatever you want, whatever homiletics you want to use, it really is irrelevant to me, okay? But it's something you do a Netila before a Mitzvah, or before something else, it's all the same, but it's nothing to do with Tumah, okay? So you can quote it all in the same breath, and that's what he does in Mishnah Torah, and nothing to do with Avos HaTumas. In Sefer Mitzvahs, true, there might be a din that's the Sedayim, even when a bracha has the going you used to have also, that you for tefillah and for kriyishma, okay? But it's not, you don't say the same breath when it's the Sedayim of Chulin. Because one is Srach Tumah, and one was an extension of Takana Shlomo. And I don't think anyone in their right mind would say that the Sedayim for tefillah or for kriyishma is an extension of Takana Shlomo.
So in Sefer Mitzvahs, he's learning like the Rebbe? That's what Rebbe says?
I can't say, I don't know the whole thing what the Rebbe does, but L'chaira, that's what comes out. I'm ready for other suggestions. I'm not doing anything. I'm just saying one and one is two, which I think is a reasonable approach. I haven't done anything. Every single step, you know, that I've taken, I think is very clear. And once you see the issues, you can't imagine going a different way, I think. If you can, tell me. Okay. Now, I just want to tell you even more. It's a little bit of a it's very possible in Mishnah Torah that even the Tahara of Yodayim or the Netilas Yodayim for Truma, okay, you know, if I may If I may ask this question, do we know do we have any clue that Netilas Yadayim, the Truma, you make a bracha? Do we know about that? Do we know you make a bracha with this time? Do we know that? Do we know you make a bracha with this time with Truma? Is there any Rambam that would tell you that? You know, I'll start with this. If I would sit down and ask anyone, you make a tzitzis yadayim for bracha, tzitzis yadayim for chulin, and chulin is trach tumah, so, you know, it's an open and shut case. Right? But do we know that in Rambam Mishnah? They're only takonah for pas. Right? If you're a payless of tumah, do we know you're making tzitzis yadayim? Okay? I want to suggest in the Rambam Mishnah Torah, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe there's no mitzvah, it's only hichatimsa to metaya. Okay? And even further than that, let me ask you something. The mitzvah's tahara, the Rambam is machadish a thing which, you know, a priori is like, you know, it's, you know, some would say such a thing is off. It, you know, it starts really in mitzvah say tzadivov, and it goes tzadivov, tzadizayim, tzadiches, tzadites, it goes one now. Mitzvahs, tumas mes. A mitzvah! What's the mitzvah? Mitzvahs, tumas sheretz. Mitzvah shechazera. Again, mitzvahs, tumas nevela. Okay? Chayz. Mrs. Tumas Nida, Mrs. Tumas Zav, Zavo, everything you want, okay? The Ramban takes it in one sweep and knocks everything out, okay? But at the end of this list, he has Tefillah B'Mikvah. Tefillah B'Mikvah is also a mitzvah, minyan mitzvah, okay? And that's how the Ram starts. And when he talks to Hilchos Mikvos, he mentions the mitzvah of tefillah, correct? So I'll ask you something. See, when I do a netilas yadayim for kodesh, okay, or I'm matul, all the yadayim, all the dinim over here, of how to metaya yourself, the Rambam should call hichos mikvos. Netilas yadayim should have been hichos. Netilas yadayim of tumah should have been hichos mikvos, but it's hichos avos tumas. So I didn't even know. Bechlal in the Rambam Mishnah Torah, and avos tumas, the biskel of shtikel, or thought is that netilas yadayim in yichurin is in the kiyos, whatever mitzvah you want to say, that's a mitzvah. But netilas yadayim and truma is dam hechetimsa to mesalik the truma and shalom Yisrael, and even the tefillah. And what's interesting is, and I don't want to go into that now, I've yukum about this. Even the din of chulsak and the malice of kodesh, do you need a separate kavona of tefillah for kodesh and for truma or for whatever? The Rambam seems to say, quote the dinim, both in hilchos avos tumas, it's tefillah a mila in the tumah, and hilchos mikvos. So you have to look at everything where he quotes and how he quotes it. But all I'm just interested, the point that's important for us, is just the possibility that Netilas Yadayim for Truma, if you're not eating pas, maybe there's no bracha b'chal in Mishnah Torah. But in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Ram quotes, Kilu, you should have counted the Mitzvah Minyan according to the Bahag, that the Bahag counts Megillah and Hanukkah and doesn't count Netilas Yadayim.
and Eilvin, and quotes Takan Shloim, and quotes Mayim Mishayim. Okay. So there, Takan Shloim, Lachayah can't get to Mayim Mishayim unless you go through Truma also. So Lachayah, according to Ram Mishnah Torah, all these Netilais, in Kodesh and Truma, or whatever is Nishar for us, after the Mishnah in Chagiga, then that Bilma Kodesh is a mitzvah. So that I think is an interesting observation. Okay? Now, I have more on this, but I don't want to, you know, I just want to let you know. Now, I am very confused. Okay? So what comes out from all this? And then we'll do another. Gram says like this in his Akdoma to Mishneh Torah. He says, after the Minyan HaKotze, he mentions Tayag Mitzvah Bekitza, the Yesh Mitzvah Sacheres, Shneschad Shuach HaMatan Torah, for Kovon Eisan Nevi'im V'Chachomim, U'Poshim B'Chol Yisrael, Kegoyim Mikol Megillah V'Nir Chanaka, V'Sanis Tishabov, V'Yodayim V'Eivim. So he's talking about the Mitzvah of Yodayim, that's what he pointed out. That lechayra the Ram learns that tilus yadayim is the chametz neschat shel neviim takom, like Eilvin also, and that's takom shleimer. But that's not the impression you get in Mishneh Torah itself. Okay. Then he says, let me just continue reading. I just want to, you know, I'm not going to say anything. So I told you that lechayra the Ram and his akdama to Mishneh Torah goes together with sefer mitzvahs, and he was chayra in Mishneh Torah, you know. Okay. Then he says, "V'yesh l'chol mitzvah me'elu." So that's the elu means Chanukah, Megillah, Chanukah, the sign is Tisha B'av, Yadayim ve'Eivim, right? V'yesh l'chol mitzvah me'elu piyushim dikdukim, because the piyushim dikdukim is the piyushim that the Chacham Mesori said how to do the mitzvah. Okay. V'hakol yizboye b'chibuze. So how can you say hakol yizboye b'chibuze, or the depression, the tukim of your dying, when you're dying, b'chal, in the chibuze, it's not a mitzvah. Where you can still leave off, maftichi, to do something, and leave you cold. See, the problem of being, you know, the chazor between the Agdom and Mishneh Torah. Okay, good. It's not exciting, but the case that you're going to make that the Minyan HaKotzer and Sefer Mitzvahs goes hand in hand, and all the chazors you find kimat in between Mishneh Torah and Sefer Mitzvahs, the Minyan HaKotzer in the Agdom to Mishneh Torah goes together with Sefer Mitzvahs. That lechera you can't contend. It's not exciting, but it's a fact. So then, you know, it's not so bad to say that this little hemshich, which he adds at the end, after Minyan HaKotzer, V'yesh mitzvah shehosifu, that also goes together with Sefer Mitzvahs. But to end off, and he said, Yisbaru kol elu in Mishneh Torah, and then he has one mitzvah, which is not a mitzvah of Mishneh Torah. I don't get it 100%, but you know, it's a lie. It's a fact. Okay. Next. Now, another hole about that dog. If you recall, we pointed out, and that lechayr is 100% correct. The Rambam in the Hagdoma, in the Minyan HaKotzer, okay. The Rambam in the Hagdoma, he says it's about Tesef on Bezin, if Bezin is Moisef a mitzvah, okay. And he goes out of his way to explain that when Rabbanu Misake Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah, Tainis Tisha B'Av, Yadayin Eruvin, they weren't over about Tesef. Okay. L'maisa Mishneh Torah in Hilchos Mamre talks about the Baal Tesef on Bezdin. The Bezdin, the Chid. When he mentions the Baal Tesef in Hilchos Mamre, okay, he doesn't have a Baal Tesef on Bezdin to Moisef a Mitzvah, but the Baal Tesef is to be Moisef in the Mitzvah, in the Tayag Mitzvah that we have. Okay? So it means that he fell off this. Okay? This doesn't exist. So I would have said a priori that the issue might have been, the question is, to make a Baal Tesef, the question, can the Rabbonon actually be Machadesh a new mitzvah, and she bechaloshem deraisa. So he pointed out, well, bechonish the kolteira, he quotes from the Rebbe Reb Chaim, that the rabbonin is a chaloshem deraisa, voraya, that an isha was boil our sosa beis chomov, the mayim soita na britkin. So what means? It means that the rabbonin is boil our sosa is the chadraisa. Okay? So the question is, when they're machadish near Chanukah, okay, that means the mitzvah deraisa, a separate mitzvah. So I thought that he was prepared to say in the Bahag such a thing. That's why he has a masul matnu the Bahag. And I thought maybe in the Hagdomo he also might have been prepared to do that. Therefore, there might be about Tesef. Okay, but Mishneh Torah he fell off this. And therefore we only have Baal Tesef in mitzvah which exist, which you're adding to them. Okay? That I think Seichel Yosher is Machayev. Okay? Okay. That we're okay. That's nothing new. I said this guy. We're okay with that. So I want to point out there's a problem. I want to tell you it's not so bad. Okay. The Ram, however, goes out of his way at the end of this Hakadomo, and he says like this. Elakach, he says like this. Avol imoisifu bezdin im novi shiye biyos hazmon mitzvah derech takona oy derech hoyro oy derech gzeiro ein zu teisefes shoy loy amru shakodesh bochu tzivu lasos eiruv o likus megillo bo nosa vi ilu amru kein hoyu mosifan ala tera. Or does the Baal Tesef? Or does it? Elakach on oimim. Shanevim in bezin tiknu v'tzivui likois ha-megillah bo'inosa. Okay? So that's per se. If he stopped over here, I'd be very happy. But then he goes on and he says, k'dei lahazkir shvochav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu shuhu ha-shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'tchuois she'osalonu v'yakov l'shavoseinu k'dei levorchoi u'lehaloloi u'k'dei lo'idia l'deiris haboim she'emes ma she'hifticho b'teiro ki mi goy godol asher lo'y elokim k'oiv me'ilov k'ashem elokeinu b'chol k'reinu elov. Okay? So he has a discussion here. Okay? What's he trying to do? Okay? What's he trying to do? Then he says, V'alder zu kol mitzvah mitzvah shehi b'divrei sofrim bein aseh bein lo yisaseh. So the chayot at the beginning, he's trying to say it's a separate mitzvah, separate chal Hashem, and therefore there's a Baal Tesef. But at the end, what is he doing? Kashem elocheinu b'chol k'reinu elov, that's a din in tshuva. That Zaoka, that's the Ram in Hilchos Shuv, he quotes Kashem Elokeinu B'chol K'reinu Elov, that the British and the hears are Zaoka Bizman Tshuva. So that's Perik Beis Halacha Vav. Afa Pisha Tshuva V'Zaoka Yofel Elov B'chul Avutziba calls Mon She'isim Tshuva Tzokim Bolev Sholim, Heim Nenon Nenim, Shenem Kashem Elokeinu B'chol K'reinu Elov, and that's what he's saying. That's That was the Megillah. It was celebrating the mitzvah of tshuva that they did call the British of listening to them, and that's what it is. Kashem Elokeinu, that's what he called Kashem Elokeinu, Mechol Kaveinu, I love. So that's the question. What's going on here? So that's. So it sounds almost like he says to himself. So I would have said just the opposite, that he's not saying to himself. But the Rambam is ready to suggest that Bezdin, if they say they're not doing anything, okay? They're not doing anything. But, you know, it's not a day race, but they have no right to make a new mitzvah unless it's a kiyum in some previous deraisa. And that's what he says. And the Rambam didn't pick this up from the air, okay? Basically, he's quoting Gemaras. And it's like this. The Rambam Megillah. Tanah Rabbanan, Yudal and Ralph, Alboyim, Ushmona, Nevi'im, the Sheva Nevi'is, Nesnabu, Lehem, Yisrael, Lepoxu, Lehisir, Al Masha Kosta Batayo, Chutzi Mikha Megillah, Mai Droish, Omer Abchi Ba'Oven, Omer Bishua Ba'av Kocha, Oma, Me Avdus Lechairus, Amrin and Shiro, Me Misa Lechai, Lekol Shekain, Omer Bishira. Okay, so boy, if you say Al, not Al. Oh, but does it does, right? And the Gemara says that's good for the reason how they can mechanish. So the Rambam learns it's not an isolated phenomenon because of when you mention Amalek. How many times you mention Amalek? The Rambam learns this is a general rule to mechanish a mitzvah. Therefore, he quotes this over here. And then he has another Gemara. The Gemara says, in the Firal from an Aleph, that Masna Oma Mehocho, there were various Amuroim, which are Priseach, the Parsha, when they doubted about the Megillah, with various ideas. And one Amuroim says, and Yirao from an Aleph, Ramat Naomal Mehocha, Ki Mi Godol Asher Loi Elokim Kloivim Elov, Ki Mi Goy Godol Asher Loim Kloivim Elov. That's what he quotes. So the Ram learned in this Amora that he was telling us the second side of what the Kleich of Bezin HaGodol was to Mechadish the Megillah. It's a Kiyum in the Haloi. In Ma Me'avus Lecheiros, that you see that all those the Torah that you see this in the Torah that's supposed to do, but it could be the Chal Hashem Deraisa. It could have been about Pesach without that, but the head they do it is in, together with this, and it seems the Rama Mishnah Torah fell off the whole thing, and said there's not a Chal Hashem Deraisa, so therefore it doesn't have about Pesach B'chal Bezin in Hisofis Mitzvahs, only in Hisofa on Mitzvahs that we have.
This is the reason he had the problem
with Hakhil. Yeah. This is the part you see there's a problem, and there's a way you're getting out of it. Rambam's Mashma, it's not only the Bezdin. See, you start reading it, and you get the impression that it's enough for Bezdin to say that it's not Leolo. It's only. But he's saying it's also with this.
So, what's the difference between this and Siyogim? The
no, it's not a siyog. It's cute. It's not.
They're both extensions of the raisa.
No. It's not an extension of the raisa. It's a kiyum of the raisa here. It's not an extension of Kashem Elokeinu because we're not. It's emes mashiv tichon olon Torah. Okay, and there's no separate mitzvah. You see, the mitzvah of Hallel, we know that Mitzrayim, we know the Torah legislates such a thing. But we don't say the Deiretz would say Hallel, we know the Nevi'im said such a thing, okay? But we don't know what it is.
See, that's all he's just telling you, that everything relates back. In other words, they can only make a mitzvah if it's a kiyum or it's machazik or muna in the kashem elokeinu ke'emes mashi tichon
oteira. But he ends off with that says the Lord, that says the same, right?
Yeah, everything is like that. No, they say every new mitzvah, every loisus, we have to know. You see, you're asking a different question, which you haven't formulated. But the question is, you know, we understand the assays. What Loisa says are you talking about that there be Moisif? Unless he's talking about Stam making a siog. See, what's he talking about? See, if he's talking about assay, which they're Moisif, I understand. But if he's talking about, you see, if you're making a siog, you have no problem because this is included in the siog. But if you're not, then you need this also. But see, I'm not sure how bad all this is. Okay? Let's say that. Okay. Now, next. Now we get to the beginning of what I want to talk about tonight. Okay, we have here Takanas Eruvin. Okay, that second part of the Kaddish line, correct? So Ram says, let me read it here. Here we go. Yeah. The Al Mitzvah, right? He says, Shahari, Shahari, Orm of Och, Shaker Shah Mitzvah, Al Tizidaiv, Al Mitzvah, Moshe Orm of Ochim, Al Mikul Megillah, Ulahadik Neshah Hanukkah, Bako Mitrabon. Okay? Ubefeinish Omu, my Mishen Mitzvah, my Mitzvah, my Baye, Mitzvah Lishvoy de Bechom. We pointed out the Ram has no Fufush Gmor about Eiv. And brachos, eiv b'chal, and about brachos b'frat. Kol she'omu b'mikum megillah b'nei chanuk eichet tivon leisasa. Kvan is boy she'kol ma she'tiknu on the vim aleihem hasholom she'omdu achrei Moshe Rabbeinu who gam kein d'rabbonim. This kvan is boy means he explained this already, correct? I'm just not sure the lashon, but he does it again. It's a little bit odd. The Lashon Tetiknu Hanaviyim Olayam Hashom Shomdu Achrei Moshe and Takonis Moshe is a deraisa. The Lashon is not Meduyik L'chayim. I don't know how you could say it's Meduyik. Shekol Ma Shetiknu Hanaviyim Olayam Hasholim Shomdu Achrei Moshe Rabbeinu Hu Gam Kein Midrabonim. Ubefeirish omru b'shosh etikin shlomoy eruvin v'yadayim yotzabatko v'omru b'ni im chochem libcho yismach gamoni. And it's tabatko, right? As I said, ubeiru b'mekoyim v'sacherim. Okay, that this mishnah yadayim. Okay. Or the Gemara on Shabbos talking about Eruvin, which is referring to Takana Shloimoi, is saying this is the Rabbon. Correct? Okay. Now, I just want to show you another line. Vihine. Nizboyelacho shekol ma shetiknu ach Moshe Rabbeinu again, ach Moshe Rabbeinu nikra drabonon. Ubi'alti lecho zeis kidei sheloi tachshev. I just read a little more just to give you just to ask one question that I'm not really my issue. Tachshev. And Kapha points out that the word tachshav doesn't mean a thought which you know is well thought out or whatever it is, it means a mistaken conclusion or something like that. Chashiva mutas. Shaleitachshev, you shouldn't make this mistaken. Shemiko Megillah kivin shu tiku neviim nechshav b'deraisa. Shehari eluv b'midrabonon v'yafa pi shehem. Shehari eluv v'yafa pi shehem tikun Shlomo ubeis dinoi. Okay. Here, I'm a little bit confused, okay? Okay, I just ask a question. I want to speak to these guys a little bit. I'm very confused, okay? Why did, you see, the Lashon doesn't make any sense, and something is strange, okay? It's the way he translates, I don't know where you have it or whatever it is. Yeah, no. There's one word over here that I'm very confused about, okay? Wasn't the Alpha P Shehem Tikun Shlomo Ben David? What is the, you have Haim there?
I have who?
Okay, he has Haim. I just want to check out.
It's put on Aaron, I listen. That's
no, but Aaron.
You read his Haim, and then I just thought, okay.
No.
Aaron seems to be.
See, before, it's a very Makovic Sachem, Sheelvin. Oh, he says Nikroyim, the Rabbonon. You see, he, the other guy.
It's a secret.
Yeah, Ezekiel. So I have to translate this. I have to get see if there's a problem over here. But it bothers me anyway. Why is he only mentioned Eruv in here? Why not Yedayim? Okay? I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know if you have to deal with it that much. But it's a little bit odd. Okay? Okay? Beseda? Now, let's get started. You have to understand that it's very clear that Eiluvin is a mitzvah. Okay? I don't have that problem that I had with Yedayim by Eiluvin. Why? I have a foolish in the Minyan Kotzer. After Mina Kotzes, it's Sivu Lasso Zainavo, the Kumagilla. So it's very clear, there's a mitzvah. Very clearly said what the mitzvah is. Well, Yedayim didn't say what it is, it says the mitzvah. Yedayim didn't say what it was. It's a Lasso Zainav. Okay. Then, even more than that, in the Prote HaMitzvahs, you'll find something interesting. In the Reish Shulchus Eiluvin, the Rambam writes, starts off Hilchos Eiluvim, Mitzvahs Aseh Achas, V'hibi Divrei Sefer, V'eino Min Aminyan, U'bio Mitzvah Zu, B'prokim Eilu. And that's what he does also in Chanukah Megillah, in the Prote Mitzvahs, in Reish Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah, Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah, Yesh B'chol on, Shtei mitzvahs aseh mi divrei sefer, v'ena min aminyan, u'bio shtei mitzvahs eilu u'prokem eilu. However, when he has Hilchos Avos HaTumos, let's be honest, let's go to it, let's do the work, right? He goes like this, shh. Yesh b'cholon, sholish mitzvahs aseh, Vizu Pilton Din Tumas Nevela. That's the first. Second, Din Tumas Shevet. That's also okay. We don't know what the mitzvah is, but there's a mitzvah, okay? Could we say that? Din Tumas Shevet Zera. Okay? Then he says, that's Gimel. Then he says, Vavu Zizola Mitama Kesheretz. The Tumosa Midivay Seifu. Ubiyo Mitzvahs Eilu Beprokim Eilu. So he has a Mitzvah of the Zohar, Tumas of the Zohar, but he doesn't talk about Tumas Yedayim.
So I would say Yadayim is not a mitzvah b'chal. It's only Xeilus Yog, and there's not no reason to mention it. The question is, if it's Dama Xeilus Yog, then Nachkamina Raman Husmam, that even the Bezen Godel can't be Mavatal if it's Siog. Okay? Well, it's both, a chesed, I don't know, but l'chela, this, clearly, the Rama Mishnah Taylor intended Eivin to be a mitzvah, and you're dying not to be a mitzvah. Correct? So, now, we made a good case, I think, that Eivin is a mitzvah. So Shaila is, what is it? Okay? So, the Rama Hilchos Brachos, in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis and Gimel, Yesh Mitzvah Saseh She'odem Chayiv L'Shtado V'Lildov Ad She'Yasa Isa Gon Tefillin V'Sukka V'Lul V'Shefa V'Eilu Nikol N'Chayiv V'Odem Chayiv Asas Al Koponim Yesh Lo She'Eno Chayiv Ela Gom Dumin U'Rishus Kogon Mizuzu Ma'ake Right? She'Eno L'Chayiv L'Shkoin V'Bayish L'Chayiv Mizuzu Deish Yasa Mizuzu And then came what to L'Shkoin Ko Yomov V'Oyo El im rotsa lishkom ko yom ba oil ob svina yesh right khayl khayl mit nis bayis ke las es mayke bo khum mit es sei she be yom le khave okay khayl kom mit es sei mit vi sefem bein mit ve shi khoyv ob divrei go nikom gil ve ne khalke va nikom gil va lok es ne shabes va lok es ne khalke Bein mitzvah she'enon choyvo k'goyim eiluv n'tilu z'dayim v'vorach ha'akor k'olim l'asiyos v'shekach ha'mitzvah v'tvoro v'eichon tzim matera of the whole shtick of which we mentioned already. What the Ram does is basically equates eiluvin and n'tilu z'dayim to ma'ake and mezuzah. Correct? And this certainly is my Mishainim in the Ram Mishnah Torah, correct? I'm just a little bit confused about this, okay? It's a side question. So a person could say, okay, the Tilus Yadayim is, I'm not mechuyev to wash, I'm not mechuyev to eat bread, so therefore I'm not mechuyev to wash, okay? But how do I do that with Kriya Shema? Okay, so say I'm a woman, okay, to say that. But how do I do with Tefillah? So I'm just wondering, once the Rama put the Tilus Yadayim as all one general class, and there's certain cases of Tilus Yadayim that's a chiyuv, because I have to daven, right? Maybe if I wash my hands, I don't have to wash. Chesed, what's the matzah? Matzah, okay, you say that. Because it is that much. I don't know if that's true. Maybe if you eat less than a kabbasa with a shoe, it's where you're going, okay? I'm just telling you, I'm not sure, but that's what he presents. Okay, you say that's not my issue, okay? But it's a mitzvah. Okay, now. Rambam Peregalov Michas Eivin Halacha Aleph and Beis Chotzi Sheish Bo Shechinim Halde Kol Echol Mehem Bebayis Va'atzmoy Din Teiro Din Teiro Hu Sheiyu Kula Mutom Mutalta B'chol HaChotze Mibatim L'Chotze M'Chotze L'Batim Mibnei Shekol HaChotze V'Shayochet Achas ומותו לטלת בכולה. וכן הדין במובוי וכולה. זהו דין טבע. עמידי וסייפים, עושה לשכן לטלת ברשות היוחד שיש בו חלוקה, חלוקה בדיורים, עד שיעבו כל השכנים כולם ערב שבס. אחד חוצה ביחד מובוי, ביחד המדינה. ודוב הזה,
takonas shloimoi uveiz dinoi hu. So the chayra is the takonas shloimoi, and the isa is in the takonas shloimoi. Correct? It's not kilo separate thing. I just want to start off with Taya Vault, which Rav used to say, and just to illustrate this. I'll tell you to be kitzer now, and we'll maybe start off to say it again a little bit more about Richos. But the Vault's like this. There's the Heter in the one called Kisvei between Matzel, Kisvei, Akleidish, B'Shabbos. Okay. So the question is, when, where, how, okay? It's a fire, okay? A fire, so that's taken from your house, outside into the chotzer, okay? Of what type of chotzer? So if you know the Gemara well, you work for Rambam, the Sugi, whatever, the conclusion you get in is you're allowed to matzel in a chotzer shen mu'evis. Okay, but you're not allowed to be matzal and kamlus. Okay, b'kitzur, and I'll explain it next week. A kamlus, according to the Rambam, we should say yochid requires four mechitzas or three mechitzas with an alechi. The kilu alechi is the fourth mechitza. Okay, if you have three mechitzas, it's a kamlus. There's an isur mid rabbonon to. You're metalton and dalaramus, and isi motzi mishurabim to the kamlus, isi motzi the kamlus to which siyochid. So they won't mat that tzolos kisvei kaddish in the kamlus. They will matter it only in a chot shirin mulevis. You have dalad mechitzis, but you're missing takonis eilim. Okay. Just one line here now, and that's the point. I can go over this and explain this more next week if you like. But the point is, when I carry from Rishus HaYochid to a Kamlus, or I carry from a Kamlus to Rabin, or Dalaramus in a Kamlus, according to the Tzadn of Kveger, that a Meshumah L'chal of Shabbos is a Meshumah L'chal HaTorah Kula, okay? When I carry into a Kamlus, I'm a Mechal of Shabbos. I violate a shvus. Therefore, the Rambam quotes that din in Hilchos Shabbos, because it's a melacha mid-rabbanon.
Melacha?
A melacha mid-rabbanon. However, Rabbi Yisai, if I take from my house both of shayochid, one of shayochid with diurim without an eruv, and with my personal house. It's not a shvus med rabbonon. I violate takonas shloimei. Therefore, the Rambam has a separate chapter, a separate book called Hilchos Eruvin, with a separate mitzvah called the mitzvah mitivisa from Eruvin, and all the din with this. And this din, and that din, which is not shvus, they were matir. It was a heter in Kisvei HaKadosh. Okay, that's just how we go to the discussion. Have a nice week. Yeah.